Well, joining us now, Jackie Collins, one of the best-selling authors in modern publishing history, with over 500 million copies of her book sold in more than 40 countries and with some 29 New York Times bestsellers to her credit. She's the author of the new book, The Power Trip. It's sitting on my desk. I just got it today. Thank you, Jackie. Hello.
I'm thrilled to be here.
So when it comes to your book, the new one called The Power Trip, I just got the copy today. Thank you so much. I plan on reading it. But what can readers expect from this one?
Well, they can expect a different kind of book from me because this all takes place in Cabo St. Lucas in the Sea of Cortez on a fabulous luxury yacht, which is owned by this Alexandra, who's a Russian billionaire, and his gorgeous girlfriend, who's a supermodel, of course. And then they have these five high-powered couples they invite on the trip. So there's a black English footballer superstar and his designer wife. There's a 50-something movie star with his 20-something girlfriend. There is a cheating politician and his wife. And there is another couple who is kind of interesting, too, a gay singing star who's recently come out of the closet. So these people all go off on this amazing trip, and they're having this wonderful time with white sandy beaches, deserted islands, caviar and champagne, and suddenly, out of the blue, they get pirated by Somali pirates.
Wow, that sounds great. You know, it sounds like a picturesque scene there until the pirates.
Yeah, I was just on a TV show with Harvey Weinstein, and he said this would make a great movie.
Yeah, I was just thinking, and you know, Andrew and I were talking off air about the 50 Shades of Grey. Now, I have to tell you, Jackie, I bought a copy at the airport when I was on the way to the DNC last fall.
I don't have it, by the way. Just want to be clear.
Yeah, Andrew doesn't.
I don't own a copy.
Andrew, you wouldn't read it. Your eyes are too innocent for that.
Yeah. So, but now it's stuffed in a drawer somewhere. I can't bring myself to read it. So, but you say you don't write books like that. Tell us.
Well, no, because my women kick butt. They don't get their butt kicked. And I like to write, you know, kind of more sensual, erotic kind of sex.
Well, so, well, good. Well, Andrew speechless.
Wow, I'm a little flustered here. You know, I got to wave some air in my...
So you would have fun with this book because I have a superhero called Flynn, and he's kind of like a Navy SEAL, and he's the one that saves them all. And he came on the trip because he had done a favor for the Russian billionaire in the past, and he thought, you know, he's just come back from Afghanistan, and his friend had been blown up by a suicide bomber, so he's trying to get away from everything. And then he finds himself on this luxury yacht with all these rich, famous people, and suddenly they're in peril, and he's the one that has to save them. So you would like him.
He's the voice of reason, a man of action, able to take care of these people who aren't really able to take care of themselves.
Exactly, you got it. And so, and also there's an upstairs-downstairs element because you have all these very, you know, elite people on this boat, but you also have the crew who are kind of an interesting group, too. Half of them are Australian. In fact, this book has Australian characters, English characters, American characters, Russian gangsters, Mexican drug cartels. So there's a little something for everyone in it, and strong women.
And it seems like your books are always based on these sort of complicated interactions between characters. Is it like your way of playing out personalities that you've met in real life and seeing what they would behave like if people could have access to it? Is that how you think about these things?
Well, I think so. And I think a lot of my readers, because they come to me on Twitter, I'm Jackie J. Collins on Twitter, and they comment on the books and the characters and who do they think they are. And, you know, the guessing game is in full swing with The Power Trip. So I'm liking that, too. It's fun. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Cliff Baxter, the movie star, he's 50-something and he doesn't want to get married. So they immediately think it's George Clooney. But it could be Ryan Gosling. It could be, you know, any of them.
Yeah, anybody you want.
Jackie, exactly.
I have to ask you, I mean, how many books have you written and what is your process for writing?
Well, I have written, this is The Power Trip is my 29th book. And my process is to still write in longhand, which I love. I find it
really?
Very organic that I can create these characters and not have to go on a computer. I do all my research on a computer, but I love to write in longhand. It's a pleasure for me. It's a very pleasurable experience.
So,
the characters take me on a trip.
That's amazing. So you literally hand over a longhand manuscript to an editor.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, no, but by that time it's typed because my, my assistant types it up every day, and then I make all my changes in pen, and then it goes back and forth between us. So eventually, at the end, I have a typewritten manuscript.
So I'm really curious about, you know, kind of how your books have affected American culture. I mean, obviously you have really strong critics of your work, but have you ever gotten much feedback from people as far as not just that they're fans of the books, but that either what they've read has really helped them maybe in their relationships, or have you received the other kind of feedback where people have said, no, you know what, actually, Jackie, your books maybe hurt my marriage. Have you ever gotten those kinds of feedback from your readers?
Well, you know what happens is that people kind of read the books and they love the strong women, and I get a lot of letters and things from women who say, "You taught me everything I know about sex because I grabbed my mother's copy and read it under the covers," and I like that. And
right.
I really appeal to generations because I've got the teenager reading me, I've got the mom reading me, and I got the grandma reading me. So I say there's always something for everything, everybody in my books. You know, all different generations, all different ages, all different colors, all different sexual orientations.
Great stuff. You know, well, The Power Trip is on my desk, and I plan to crack it open tonight. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Collins, one of the best-selling authors in modern publishing history. She's the author of the new book, The Power Trip.